Welcome back to the second hour of Radio Alchemy on KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara County.
Oh, and how do you like that? Okay, we were just there, and yeah, it's 3:09. We kind of missed our 3 a.m. Uptick to say that you know where you are, my loves, at KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles. On the lines, we have Ion and Bob, and we have a caller that has been waiting quite a few minutes. Let's get them on now. Hi, caller one. You are on with Bob and Ion. Thank you for holding.
Evan, Bob, hi. And Ion. I just enjoyed what you just said to that lady so much. I thought that was the most beautiful thing, you know, accepting people where they are and dealing with the problems that is and accepting them. I love that. However, I did read your, I read the information, I guess you guys presented on the other show, the Emerald Tablets, and I want to know how true is that? Because it seems like it was written in Hermes' time, or he was the embodiment of Thoth, and, you know, I'm sort of skeptical still about that. So could you basically help me, I guess, get the timing of the writing of that information together?
Well, it's very interesting that you'd bring that up. It becomes documented as quite a historical. Not many kind of embrace or understand the meaning of it, mm-hmm. but they come from an interesting place of these ancient texts, which may or may not be so ancient, because you realize in our experience there is no time. Right. So would it be too far to stretch to embrace that the Emerald Tablets could have been a creation from a future experience?
Well,
I know, and it sounds a little cheeky.
I didn't even think that, no.
Well, it sounds a little cheeky, but
yeah.
If you were living an experience stacked level of nows,
uh-huh.
meaning you have these nows that are continually stacking up, and that's how you gauge your lifespan,
right.
is now experiences layered upon in a linear track. Well, what if you arrived at this end of your days,
uh-huh.
which there aren't any, but if the end of your days, and then this corundum, which is what the emerald actually is, you become a way to document mm-hmm. these pearls of wisdom, if that's what you would like to call them. What the Emerald Tablets are dealing with is the ascended man, the capital man, mm-hmm. and the little man, one that's just trying to figure it out. There's no lack, but what Thoth is trying to bring forth with the 15 tablets is the place of explaining how you ascend to this higher self, and those are catchwords, and we understand, and we're trying to be soft with it, but we're describing it a way to tell the difference and to know how you're doing in your ascension process. And in that ascension process, then it could very easily be placed back in a past reference or experience. Because, you know, isn't it interesting with the Pharaoh's tombs? They found more tombs now than they have recorded Pharaohs. How did they have more Pharaoh's bodies than they had Pharaohs?
Exactly.
How do they continually find things? They've sifted every grain of sand on the planet, and yet they still find things that were there for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Well, maybe, maybe not. The concept of time is what bends it a bit. So if you come to this ascension, if Thoth, if that's the one you want to take on, and then this becomes a future experience, and then it's placed in a past so that the humans could find it, and they have now the benefit of a few thousand years to sift over it, it might have a dynamic parallel effect from a future experience. Isn't that what the recorded history is for, so we don't repeat ourselves?
Yeah. But we seem to repeat ourselves often anyway.
Well, it becomes very cyclical at the very least, does
yes.
it not?
Yes.
Well, in that cycling, it's not how many times does the washing machine go around, it's how effective is the spin cycle of removing moisture.
Okay.
Okay. If it turned one time and removed all the moisture, that'd be my marvelous creation, would it not?
Yeah.
And if in a future experience you found the way to do that and wrote it down on a something that could stand the test of your days, of your time, mm-hmm. that could give the secret to laundry, wouldn't that be a delightful thing to bump into?
Yes, it would be.
Are you saying that that's what the emerald tablets are?
Yes, well, it's timeless. There is no time. That's correct. Your application of timing, timing is perfect. Well, isn't that interesting? Timing can be spot on, but your historical recorded time seems to change. Your history books, once it's in history, it's recorded in history, then it's over. Well, no, that kind of changes too, you see, that the way the perspectives, they become very different. Very interesting.
Very. I'm glad you're changing my perspective. I listen to you and Bob with your sessions, and I'm loving this. I mean, I think you're my favorite one.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's the non-physical part of you that has a resonance. And when you have a resonance, that is the resounding place that brings you closer into your power. Because all day, every day, if you could only know that the non-physical part's already part of you and you have a physical meat sack body, and those can become one, and the fulcrum of your mind, the sifter that says, this is okay, this is appropriate, this is inappropriate, this is good, this is bad, this is in okay, and this is not. Then what happens? You become one. And as you become one, then you're hitting on all cylinders. Then your spiritual gifts can be activated at your pleasure. All of them. Not just one, but all aspects. Because you're not just a mom or a housewife or a worker or an accountant or a caregiver, a something. You're more than that. You're multifaceted, multidimensional. You're a driver. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not just a driver. You're much, much more. And so when you consider the dynamics that you embrace as nonchalant every day, you're actually pretty evolved if you start looking at what you complete in a daily task, bringing all those things into the fastest path to your joy, and that's when action is warranted. So very good. It's very delicious.
Well, I thank you for taking my call, Evan, and I love this Eon and Bob. I love their conversation. So I just love you guys. You are wonderful.
There is much love here for you as well.
Thank you.
Have a great bye now. Bye. That is, yeah, awesome. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. So if we're talking about cycles, or talking about the Emerald Tablets and all of the truth seers and sayers that are out there, why is it so hard for people with all the histories of folks that have brought this knowledge out? Why isn't it absorbed, or is it absorbed? I mean, why does it need repeating?
Well, it's a constant sifting. It's a constant sifting. See, you have a concept, and the concept is, well, no, that's hoodoo, or that's spooky spiritual, or that's not real, or there's no scientific evidence that's able to work that out. But yet, your scientists all day, every day, spend all day, every day disproving everything. And the only thing that's left are the things that they can't seem to disprove. No, wait. How does that work? That's what the scientists do, is it not? They take a hypothesis and then they undo it. Well, if they're not successful in the undoing of it, then it becomes the registered reality.
True. Yes.
Well, think about it.
Huh?
The only thing that you have left are the things they can't disprove. So when you're looking at it that way, and then you ask historically why we don't get it, because you spend all day, every day trying to undo your creations.
And why do we do that?
Well, we don't know. It doesn't make much sense to non-physical either. You're okay. Born in a delicious body that's perfect in every way. You have non-physical giving you all of the universe at your back, the genie in the lamp saying, your wish is my command. that every creation, any thought that you think, can become effortlessly within your realm of possibility in your reality. That would be called a manifest creation, or a creation in manifestation, that would be in your experience, physical experience. And then once you come into that place to realize that you have all that power, then you go through the whole process to find how you can disconnect from that responsibility of taking your own power. Now all of a sudden you just took the government off the hook. Now you took your mother off the hook. Now you took your mate off the hook. Now you take your whatever that is that's dragging you down off the hook. It's not their job, responsibility, or they have no power regarding it. And isn't it interesting that you find that your dynamic is much, much less effective? Your governments don't seem to be have much effect anymore. They can't fix it. Well, that's right, because they didn't break it. You see? And if you come into your own power, then guess what? Now you're in a place where you go beyond that. You have the law. You ask for the law. Why do you want the law? All you need to do is learn how to love. And if you can learn how to love, then when you learn how to love, the law kind of goes away. It doesn't really affect you, because you're not in a position that's going to be outside of what the established meme of the law is. So you undo you want to know why. Well, why does the sun rise? Well, why does it set? Because you created it that way. Well, why does the rain fall? Because you enjoy the moisture. Well, how do I get rain? That's what you're really asking.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, that's what you're asking. How do I have a causal effect on all these things? Relax, allow, and appreciate. Talk about why it is you want something. Why do you want wholeness in your mind? Why do you want to be in a place of power? Why do you want to be at the front line? Why do you want to be at the back of the line? Do you see, the most powerful one in the world is the one who uses the ladle in the soup kitchen. They control the flow of food. That becomes a great, wonderful place of embracing. But you can have a causal effect of your reality, and the rain can just fall on your house.
Let me ask you this. I don't know if it was a year ago, because this artificial time flies by pretty quickly.
Yes.
When Georgia was in a drought, and
yes,
the governor came out and said, everybody pray for rain. And I
yes,
never heard what happened after that.
You cannot believe the way the rain, it's amazing. It focused and gave undivided attention to the lack of. And what's happened is it's brought sufficient, fabulous rain. There is no lack. It's rained every day. And this is you're talking about Georgia in the summertime.
Right.
And it rains and rains and rains and rains and rains. They're now complaining that they can't mow the right-of-ways fast enough, because with all the moisture and the rain, the grass and the different parts are growing just out of control, because they're having so much abundance of rain.
So we could do that here.
You absolutely can, and it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be all of the West Coast. It can just be your garden. It can be your oasis in the desert.
Well, I would love to see a quenching of Southern California.
Yeah,
I think
indeed.
We'll
start with spending all day, every day, giving your undivided attention to the deliciousness that is rain. And talk all day, every day, about how delightful it is and how much you appreciate it, and how it gives the animals sustenance, and how it makes the flowers bloom, and how the things grow to the water, and how delightful it is that you can turn a spade of dirt and the water comes. But be real careful, because you could also have 9 feet of water. Oh, now wait, non-physical. We didn't want that much water. Well, now be specific. Now you're the creator.
Ah.
You wanted water. Here comes the tsunami. No. Now that'll wash away the sand. Well, no, now you're talking about how dry the sand is. Now you want moisture in the sand. So be specific in the process of the delightful deliciousness that becomes you. Become the difference between rain and non-rain is the difference between you and you. Because all day, every day, non-physical says you want some rain. Okay, here comes the nor'easter.
Oh.
Wait, we don't have nor'easters in Los Angeles. You certainly can. You used to didn't have the aurora borealis, but you have it now.
What?
The aurora borealis.
We have
Northern
that.
Northern lights, you have it now.
In California?
In Los Angeles County, you certainly do.
Okay. I need to get on a some kind of, what is it? I think it's Virgin Atlantic that can put you up in space for a little bit so I can see that.
Sure. Well, no, you don't have to be in space. You can be it. If the lights weren't so bright in L.A. County, you'd see it right now. But you can get out in the suburbia where it's not quite so illuminated, and you can notice it now. It's a new phenomenon.
This is KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles and San Diego 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM up there in beautiful Santa Barbara. The number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Bob and Ion are here. And the point where we were just talking about creating rain, I remember that there is a gentleman out there, I don't know if his name was Bob or Mike or something, but he also talked about bringing people together to pray and focus on decreasing violence. And I heard that worked too. But if that is something that is changing the will of a willful being, does that violate any principles, or does it just, in a sense, have them delay? How could something like that work, Ion?
You're very powerful, but see, you don't create in someone else's experience. When you say come together and pray, by definition, the word pray means to ask.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Ask.
Okay.
Well, when you ask, then, and if you ask non-physical, they say, fine, no problem, here you go. Well, no, then you get to redefine it. Well, then you ask, well, I want sweetness in my water. Okay, I want the deliciousness of this water, but then I want to control how much water that is. You see, I don't want a flood. I want water, moisture. I want a balance. I want stasis in the natural flow that is in my creation and my experience. Okay?
Yes.
So you ask, and then that focus giving it your undivided attention, you can just have rain in your little place. And it can be the whole geographic area, but it certainly doesn't have to be.
Hmm. But right. When it comes to like praying for a decrease in violence, we're just having, you know, of course, so much violence in the U.S. If we were to pray and ask for that, and that it has been effective, what does that say about the influence over other sentient, willful beings?
Well, if someone wants to push against something, they certainly can, but they don't have to. The world could fall down, but it doesn't have to fall on you. The war that you're talking about, the battle of you're talking about, the not coming to a mind of reason that's agreeable. I mean, that's why you decide that in order for me to be right, you have to be wrong. So therefore, everyone who doesn't agree with me must surely die.
Hmm.
Well, you do the same thing with cancer. We have a war on cancer. You have the same thing with drugs. We have a war on drugs. You have the same thing with terrorism. You have a war on terrorism. Well, now you're focusing completely on the terror, the drugs, the cancer, the violence, the lack of peace in your experience, so much so that that has to be the contrasting experience, you see. So the sieving process of the relaxing allowing can allow you to come into a place where all those cares are can still be about, because you have those that are driving this place. See, the oncologist would be lost and undone if there weren't patients to see.
Hmm.
Where are the polio doctors?
Yes.
Where are they? Are there? Do people go to school to become doctors of specializing in polio?
Hmm.
Well, no. Well, they're lost. They'd hoped for so much more.
Hmm.
See. So now it comes into, and you start taking it from that, and it sounds silly. and yet, if there were no cancer, you'd need no oncology clinics.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty fun. So if you didn't have all those specialists focused on those things, then there wouldn't be any requirement for that regarding. But you see,
yeah.
If your goal is to become a street cleaner, and the streets are perfectly clean, never have any trash, never have any dirt, never have anything you clean up, it seems kind of a fruitless experience, does it not?
No, they go and they create it.
Well, exactly. And then that creation then becomes a sustaining part of the reason, looking for the reason to be in a place of delight. They may be in abject depression, but because they have the ability to take on a certain dynamic that gives them a focused purpose, that's enough sometimes. You see?
Yes.
The adjusting, well, that's too hot. No, that's too cold. No, that's just right. It's like Goldilocks trying to find her way. Well, that chair's too big. No, that one's too small. Well, now this one's just right.
Hmm.
Well, there's many chairs to choose, okay? But she can't sit in all those chairs at once anyway, or lie in all those beds anyway, or eat all that porridge one way or the other. But that sifting process becomes the way that the creators find their place. They find their way.
Okay.
Now, as you're talking about this dynamic of co-creating, of overlapping, overlaying, that your physicalness wants whatever you want, and someone else wants something else. Well, that doesn't mean that they're less than or not appropriate. It means that their desire takes them in a different path and direction, and that never the twain shall meet. Unless, if you're going to have to enjoy coffee, and they're in a place where they're pushing against coffee, and they're trying to eradicate coffee, well, then that pushes into your degree of creation.
Right.
Isn't that like your Schedule One narcotics?
Yes, yes.
Well, how does that work, you see? If you embraced it and said, do any crazy thing you like, then guess what happens? It all but goes away. It all but goes away.
Hmm.
It all but goes away, because then there's no problem with it.
Right.
Because
yeah.
there's no pushing against. Then you get to decide. You take the allure away from it.
Yes.
If everyone was with a partner that loved and had a loving experience, you'd almost eradicate what you call pornography. Now, we're not pushing against anything, but the point is the allure of what you can't have puts you in a place of looking for your love in all the wrong places.
That is so profoundly true.
If you're a lover who loves,
yes,
then you're loving. And if you're loving, you're happy. And if you're not, you're miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And all day, every day, your directional becomes a place of being accepted. Why can't they love me for who I am? Well, they can, but they don't have to. It doesn't have any effect or have to have any causal effect of your own reality. You can be loved. You can love yourself. And that's where the breakdown is, between you and you.
Yes.
Not between you and your county. Are you in the warmongers or any other aspect that you want to create? It's not about that. The problem is not with this Iraq, Iran. It's not about that. It's the difference between you and you.
Hmm.
And when you solve that, then you make a space for them.
Well, you know what? You're bringing up something that I definitely want to ask you after we take this quick break. And hopefully Bob will jump in on this too, which is, we just had some gentleman at the height of alienation, good-looking guy, 40-something years old, goes into some Philadelphia gym and shoots these women because he hasn't had a date or something in 10 or 15 years and all this stuff. And there's this heightened alienation, I think, maybe because of digital dating and all this stuff, and trying to merge what you put on the Internet versus when you show up. And then there's this kind of mob stuff that's going on from the rabid Republicans, and there's something that they're acting out, some alienation they're innocence acting out. And I just want to get your guys' reaction to chip alienation and its manifestations after this break. And we have some callers on the line. This is a KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, and San Diego 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, darlings. The number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. For those of you on hold, stay there. Don't go anywhere, because we'll be back with you very soon.
Where the past and the future converge. Go to www.radioalchemy.com. RadioAlchemy.com for streaming audio. and more.
And we do have www.kpfk.org, just like the warehouse of everything good, podcast, live stream, cultural events, lots of programs, just good stuff, playlist of all the great music programming that we have on here. So much goodies from the hearts of everybody here at KPFK to you. All right? That's because that's what we do here. On the Lines, Ion and Bob Dobbs. And we are just trying to get a grasp on how to unite our non-physical and individual bodies. And Bob, with the power of the chip body and how people are, in a sense, detaching themselves from, I would say, well, recasting themselves in the chip world and in that body, there seems to be still such a crisis now. When we look at that shooting by that gentleman in Philadelphia, and I'm wondering about where this is at now, where this level of alienation possibly could go.
Well, we're featuring Ion tonight, which in my five-body scenario is the astral body. And from the astral body's point of view, every death is suicide, and there is no death. So from Ion's perspective, there's no problem in that event, no problem at all. Now, me as a human being in the chemical body, you know, if I knew the people involved, I'd feel something for them. But I think that the astral body perspective would be pretty challenging for people to make as a major aspect of their thinking. That's the one demand that the physical body refuses all the way through history, what Ion is demanding. And Ion doesn't care that we don't respond, because we're going to go into physical and non-physical and have that bliss anyways. So it is hard to juggle the abstractness that Ion presents with our daily concerns. But Ion celebrates our daily concerns. So there's nothing to say. It all cancels out.
But isn't there, I mean, we're talking about the bliss of you know, I guess, reunifying with whatever source, and we can go into that. But I'm talking...
Evan, if we believe that Ion is suggesting
yes.
there's no transit, no death,
right.
and that actual going into the guff where you go when you transition is
yes.
a total ecstatic experience, that's interesting to think about that and remind yourself of that. And so the effort is to stay here and bring that feeling to here
yes.
rather than leaving the body. So the only tragedy there is that they had to commit suicide. The whole gang of them lined them up for that experience.
What I was wondering, though, also is alienation seems to be such a, it is such a heavy trip for somebody to manufacture that for themselves to get to the Gulf, you know? But could you relate the level of alienation? Because we've had so many of just this ridiculous crime going on, and I think it really relates to that crisis of people not knowing that they are governed by five bodies.
Well, we can't stand it. We're bubbling. Think of that word, alienation.
Yes.
Alien nation.
Okay.
It's a place, is it not? Where all the aliens go.
Okay.
Now, all the aliens that are in the alienation business, that's where they are from. It's from the alien nation. That's where their place of thinking comes. That's where their focus is. That's where their point is. That's where they draw their source from. Now, those lining up with the alienation would find themselves alienated. You see? How do you hook up the raper with the rapee? How do you hook up the murderer with the murderee? How do you hook up all these, what you call, travesties? How did you give those Republicans so much power? Amazing. How are they more evolved than you? Well, they're not, you see. That's the point, is that you have to cycle and circle within your own place of beingness. then guess what? You don't notice. Meaning, there may be just horrible things going on all over the place. Well, they're not so horrible if you don't notice. There were many terrible things that were happening before, but you didn't know it. So as the Queen would say, Queen Victoria was very famous in the way she'd describe it, and something would be going on, and she'd stop the presses, and she'd say, not in my world. Well, guess what? Then, and therefore, in her world, that was not the case. It was not even embraced. So therefore, it was not. And she'd have you drawn and quartered if you disagreed. Of course. Well, the drawn and quartering is what you're talking about.
Right.
You see, those women wouldn't date me, so therefore I'm going to go take them out.
Right.
And they still won't date me.
Even on the other side.
Even on the other side. Because, see, that's eliminated from the practical experience of the creation. Now, is that what it takes to be happy? No. No, 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 no. Not at all. But the fastest path to your joy, if that's the experience, well, then you've broken the law. So, therefore, your law supersedes your place of creation. Well, he broke the law, but he still completed the act.
Well, yeah. Well,
what a marvelous creator he must be.
Yeah, to break the law, you have to complete the act.
Well, of course.
Yeah, okay.
That's how you have to. Then you go through the process deciding, go before the jury of your peers, decide guilt or innocence. Isn't that interesting? You're guilty, you're innocent. Well, no, you really did it and you're not guilty, and you didn't do it and you are guilty. Well, it becomes very relative after a second, does it not?
Well, but also in light of how you consoled this woman, who, if that were a man, he might have gone a little bit, you know, maybe he would have worked with his anxiety differently than this woman who's in a deep depression. So there's something about not allowing or intervening into where that guy is at.
Yes, and you can do that, but it's not your job,
right,
see, because you can't create in someone else's world. You can't do it. You can't manifest in someone else's reality.
So should we not have prisons? Should we not have laws?
No, you should build more, because they're very crowded. You should put everybody in prison.
Well, we kind of are, in a way.
Well, you certainly are. Iron bars do not a prison make. But see, but then you have a problem because the jailer's in jail, too.
Yeah.
Hang on there. Yeah, you should build lots of prisons, many prisons, because that's the problem. Because we're going to see if the evil ones out amongst you, and then the good ones are going to feed you and take care of you in your unfortunate incarceration. Incarceration. Interesting. So, yes, because you come to a place after a little while because you can't keep up. That's the point. You can't separate them. A rat is in the word separate. Remember from grammar school?
Yes.
There's a rat in separate. Oh, separate but equal. That's how we're going to do it. That'll work. There's a rat in equalness. So it's not about that. So if you remove your focus from that whole place, then what you find is those experiences that your chip body and your TV body gets up, and anybody who has any biological function all over the planet is all over your news, your world, you are now enlightened because you know everything that is. And they send inciters of trouble all over the world to figure out who is in lack or who is in despair or which country's beating up on that country. And then the less than ones are being brought into this place of we're going to save them. Well, they didn't ask you to save them. They're perfectly happy. They didn't know there was a trouble till CNN showed up.
On that breath, let's take a call. These people are waiting to talk to you. Caller 4, you're on with Bob and Ion. Hello, caller 4.
Hello.
Hey, that's you.
Hey, sorry about that. I was listening to the radio.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah. You guys are awesome, first and foremost. Although a lot of the stuff that Ion is talking about sometimes goes over my head, and I
understand. Yeah, mine too.
That's because we're all in different consciousness, and different, evolving at a different time and space. But, you know, about the dude who shot up that lady, may she rest in peace, or I heard of the incident.
Right.
But, you know, living in Hollywood, you know, I'm 23, and it's really, really difficult to not feel alienated when you're, and I'm pretty sure at any age, given that living in such a major city, it's so difficult not to feel like that. You know, it's so difficult to not, you know, when you know, it's like when you have bitten the apple and you know too much, well, then it's like your circle of friends becomes smaller.
Hmm.
And it's like you're like in a room by yourself then.
Hmm.
You know, because the stuff that you used to call fun is not fun anymore.
Hmm.
So it's like, you know, it's like I go through it myself, you know. I go through it often where it's like, wow, like, okay, I'm driving by myself now. And you know, and when you go out, you expect to have fun or whatnot, but it's just a challenge, you know. It's really challenging, man. So, you know, I just wanted to share my thoughts and perspective on.
Yes, and it's very delicious. It's very interesting. Guess what? Your celebrities that are also geographically located in that proximity feel the same thing. They can't even go take a walk without security.
Right.
The ones, what you call the cream of the crop, the cream rises to the top, they have the same trouble. So that alienation must be a big place.
Right.
If you could find joy in wherever you are, in wherever you are geographically, because you remember you take yourself with you most everywhere you go, if you seek and give your undivided attention to what is the fastest path to my joy, you'll have more people about you than you'll want to shake them off with a stick. You won't be able to get rid of them. Then you'll be calling and you'll say, how do I get rid of all these people? They're everywhere. It's more than I can bear. I have no privacy. I have no way to even express myself. The noise is so loud, I can't even hear myself think.
Sure. So we're all crazy, huh?
No.
Well, it depends on what you describe as crazy.
We're equally crazy and happy and delusional, but yet okay, but yet bad. It's the mirror.
Oh, wait.
The mirror effect.
Let's soften that just a little bit. You are a marvelous creator. And every single thing, everything that's in your experience, personal, in your world, you created. Every joy, every problem, every contrast, every wonderful thing, every hunger pain, every fullness pain, every exciting adulation that you decide to give your undivided attention to that comes seamlessly into your experience, you created. Every aspect.
Yeah.
When you take your power back, then you get to sift that process to, well, I want this. Well, I really want pineapple jello. And you go, wait a minute, what are we talking about? No, you don't understand. I'm incomplete. And the only thing that would make me feel complete is a pineapple-flavored jello. So then you go through that process, and then pineapple jello shows up. And let's say a tractor-trailer load of pineapple jello shows up. That's what you asked for. That's what it would take to make you complete. And then you go, then you'd be calling and saying, I'm sorry, I am just now inundated by pineapple jello. It's more than I can consume. It's more joy than I can enjoy. It's more, I don't have refrigerator space. Every time I turn on the spigot, instead of water, life-giving sustenance water, the only thing I get is pineapple jello. So we're stretching that to silliness, to give you a different way to think about this process. If you can find a way to relax and allow within your alienation, you'll find a group, a perfect group, that love and appreciate you for who you are. And they don't judge you, and you don't judge them, because then you don't have time. If you're so busy finding the fastest path to your joy, you don't notice someone's unhappiness. That's an easy way to say it. Then what happens in your experience? Then the earthquake can come and your house won't be disturbed. Boy, now isn't that interesting? No, you don't understand. If there's a shaking, well, that's what you're talking about, that everyone's in that same place of, well, you would call it craziness, but we're not quite that extreme, but it's the place of the fastest path to your joy. And if you start taking action before you answer that question every single time without fail or exception, then the opposite will be the effect. And that's okay, because when you have contrast, That's how you get a new pair of shoes. Do you understand? If your shoes never hurt your feet, you'd never get a new pair of shoes. That contrast, if you never wore the soles out of your shoes, you'd be born, they'd give you a pair of shoes, and all the days of your life, that would be your best hope, is that single pair of shoes. Well, no, you get to mix it up. You get to decide. You can get tennis shoes and flip-flops and boots and all different galoshes. You can have all different kinds of footwear because you get to choose what you want in your experience.
Darlings, I am so sorry to do a little host interruptus, but we have around 10 minutes left, and there are other people that want to ask something real quick. Hey, darling, I want to thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. May the other aliens call in.
That's right. Well, you know what? You know what? This is the whole thing. You're saying alienated, but look, there are people on the line, people listening right now that maybe feel like you. So what? Who's really alienated, you know? There's so many individuals vibrating at your very same frequency, and you just have to, in a sense, quit looking at what isn't there and look at what is.
Well, bring them on.
Oh, you're right, darling. Okay.
Have a good night.
Okay, see you. All right. Yeah. Oh. L.A. is also, L.A. can be a hard place because there are so many different personas that people put on out here. And they'll say, yeah, we'll get together. Come on. I can't wait. You never hear from them. And so it is hard sometimes to find genuine individuals. But it's amazing because I meet so many people of great substance that are looking for each other and just missing each other on the freeways. And it's I know, can be really frustrating, you know. Hey, caller 5, you're on with Ion. Welcome.
Yes, this is Obalaji Kefren Russ.
Obalaji, how are you?
How you doing, Grandpa?
Welcome, sir. So great to hear from you.
Now you are filling in the dots of what I told you years ago. Okay? We all have to get back to Eden. Remember that book?
Yes, back to, yeah.
Well, Eden, what is Eden? Eden is paradise. And back to Eden, you have to create Eden inside yourself. When you create Eden inside yourself, a paradise inside yourself, then you can visualize, three-dimensionally visualize, paradise outside yourself and in the environment. And so as you think it, so shall it be. The spiritual principles are the most powerful principles you can apply. And when you apply you become a template when you apply spiritual principles to yourself and then project that's within inside yourself, outside yourself, you create a heaven on earth. You fulfill what's said in the Lord's Prayer and call down the kingdom of heaven down on earth. And around you, you create your Eden, your paradise, and you will attract and draw like minds who think as you think, feel as you feel. And when 13 of you come together who think as one, when all your eyes become one, when your visualization become one, then you can shape 50 to 80% of your environment in one square mile. And then you will do, because all he's talking about is how to manifest using spiritual, subatomic, quantum principles, bringing them down. You have through the energy vortex centers in your body, through the mitochondria, which are the thing that you use to trigger the subatomic, quantum, spiritual energy in your vortex centers. And it's through these processes and visualization and focus that you're able to recreate and create. And this is all what it's about.
And so how is it then between both of you spiritual scientists on the line that we can allow the non-physical to finally, what is it for the non-physical to resonate with the fulcrum?
Well, the balance. And, of course, those are best because they give you endless desire. They give you endless help. They orchestrate the entire universe in your world. They make the path, the step, the next step that you take. They put the ground beneath your feet that you can actually have sometimes through tactility the experience to feel that process of the journey. You don't go on vacation to get it done. You go to enjoy the ride.
That's right. He's talking about is spiritual principles, the quantum principles, the universal principles. You choose your term, and you have the ability to manifest that through yourself. And this is where it starts. It starts within you. What is it? And you have to be specific. Okay, you must be specific. You must visualize in three dimensions, and you must have developed the ability to focus. Those are the, and then the three sins, of course, is fear, doubt of self, and ignorance. Those are the only three sins in the world, and that's what impede your manifesting using higher quantum energy.
Now, you see, that is what for forever, which is coming and trying to understand, and we're almost at the end of the program, and so, you know, doggone it, I can't even open up this huge subject, but Obalaji, sir, thank you so much, and it would be great for us to have a big powwow with you spiritual scientists on, and my God, the way you guys bounce off each other, forget about it. It would, the world would just, I don't know, we would get up to the 12th dimension with you guys instead of just the 5th that we're going in, but
right.
I really, really appreciate your call, Obalaji, and hope to speak with you soon, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. I just want to get in this last quick call. Hey, caller 6. I'm sorry. It's we only have a couple minutes. If you have a quick question, caller 6. Yes. Hi.
Yes, I kind of have a problem with your guest because he's saying the. And I have a right to speak, okay, because this is KPFK. He seemed to embrace, you know, what has happened, you know, Philadelphia, like you say, it don't matter, you know, if somebody, you know, get hurt or something. It's like it's selfishness, and that's our problem. We tend to just physically in our fantasy world, and we don't feel for other people. Now, he just said love. Love feels. It's unselfishly, and I'm sorry for what has happened, but when you talk about spirituality, you have to feel, you know, some remorse for the wounded. So
okay.
Thank you.
No, thank you for that. Thank you.
Oh, and yes, and that's very delicious. So therefore, how do we love the shooter?
I guess she. Oh, I'm sorry. She's gone.
But how would we embrace the shooter? How would we embrace someone who got so disconnected that they would feel that they could line up with the injuring or the hurting of another human being? And once you come into what we're talking about, the essence of love, then guess what? You're nowhere in the proximity. If this were to be the occurrence, you take your own power back. So yes, but the love begins with. What caused his disconnection?
Yes.
Did you not make a phone call to engage this individual before he got this far down what you call the rabbit hole?
Yes.
But once you're coming to that place where you know your power and your loving place, then you won't be at the gym when the shooting takes place. You won't be in the vibrational proximity of that manifestation.
Well, you know, I think also at the level caller that Bob and Ion are talking, in a sense, this is just a lab. It is a school, a process of material. You are eternal, so that death can be seen as a choice, part of your plan here. And so, and I probably said that completely wrong, and Bob and Ion are like, oh, no, that's not what I'm saying. But actually, we have to roll. And so, Bob and Ion, I want to thank you again for our marvelous monthly meetings. And I hope time gets out of the way or just isn't even there so it comes quicker and quicker. And just very much appreciate both of you.
Yes, well, thank you, Evan. And if anybody wants more, go to howionic.com.
Yeah, howionic.com. Just as it sounds, howionic.com. And Ion, thank you again, sir.
It is our absolute pleasure. We love you more than you'll ever know. And as we engage in this experience and this delightful deliciousness called living, that's the joy of the bliss that you're trying to achieve.
Yes. Wow. Thank you for that. Thank you. And all right, loves, until next week.
You've been listening to Radio Alchemy with your host, Evan Ray. Be sure to visit our website, www.radioalchemy.com, and join us next week for more mind-blowing revelations from the Fringe.